Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who is still around and still a seated member of Congress, made a very interesting admission on BET, Buffoon Entertainment Television, about some of the most powerful DEI hires, the didn't earn it hires, the diversity, equity, and inclusion hires, which, if a white person were to have mentioned these facts, they would have been called a racist who is spreading conspiracy theories.
It's so important for us to fight for education.
She means to try to find a loophole so that affirmative action is still allowed and then get into some of those more prestigious colleges.
Because when we do that, we can aspire to careers that will help change what goes on in this country and have a real democracy.
A real communist takeover, she means.
I want to give you an example of it. Right now, as Trump is on trial, you have Letitia James in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You have Fannie Willis in Georgia. And you have Tanya Chunkin, who is a judge, who all have a role to play now, prosecutors and judges. And if we're ever to change the criminal justice system and get some justice, we've got to be in there.
Change the criminal justice system, meaning allow more criminals to go free and just stop arresting them in the first place, which obviously they're doing all over San Francisco and other parts of the country. Speaking of diversity, a new Pew Research poll just came out this week, which is upsetting the usual suspects because, well, get a load of this. Most Black Americans believe racial conspiracy theories about U.S. institutions and say the criminal justice, political, and economic systems were designed to hold Black people back. This is not a poll from 1950. This is a poll from this week. And because Black fragility is so widespread in America these days, Pew Research added this editor's note saying this report is under revision. We used the words racial conspiracy theories as a shorthand and acknowledge that was not the best choice. It's actually the perfect choice, which is why a few years ago when I decided to write a clear, concise definition of critical race theory, I defined it as a scholarly-sounding cultural Marxist term used to disguise anti-whiteism, which promotes the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is woven into the fabric of America and remains at the heart of the legal system, schools and universities, corporate institutions, and culture in general. I could understand such widespread sentiment in the 1800s, in the early to mid-1900s, but this is 2024. We had a Black president like 15 years ago. This from the Associated Press. A majority, not just 5 or 10%, a majority of Black Americans believe U.S. institutions are conspiring against them. And very few people, even in conservative media, have the guts to say that these people are delusional and maybe need to be institutionalized. Along with Richard Madkow and many others who recently expressed that she is worried that Trump is going to send her to a prison camp if he's elected. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the same thing recently, that she fears that he's going to throw her in jail, and said that he's the one who's out of his mind. The metaphors and analogies that people often use to try to describe what it is that's happening in America, you know, like we're living in the Twilight Zone or in Idiocracy or an Idiocracy Twilight Zone crossover, haven't become cliches because they're used so often. It's just that there is no accurate way that can describe just how insane things are. I mean, what's next? Is CNN going to invite Brian Stelter in studio to talk about how Rachel Maddow's paranoid delusions are actually legitimate concerns? Oh, wait, what's this?
It's valuable to think ahead to what may happen in a second Trump term. This is frankly speculative nonfiction because we use the words Trump and his allies have said, and we use them to talk about the future. Jail, of course, is an extreme part of the spectrum. Imprisonment is an extreme part. But think about IRS audits. Think about government pressure on media companies. Think about other forms of government interference. There are a lot of pressure points. And frankly, Rachel Maddow's not the only one in the media thinking about this. I've talked to the heads of news organizations, CEOs of media companies. They're thinking through, not in dramatic fashion, not because they're afraid of going to jail, but because they want to know what could Trump do to use his power in his second term to punish the media.
Yes, you should all be punished, lying with every breath, 24/7 for the last at least 8 years. Shouldn't be tolerated and requires and atonement. And like I said, there's no way to describe the level of idiocy and the level of lies and gaslighting in our country. This is the White House Juneteenth celebration, where old Joe is standing like a corpse right next to a bearded man in a dress, where they're celebrating black culture. Juneteenth is this new black holiday that he made a federal holiday. I mean, how can you possibly put this bizarreness into words? Compare this corniness to President Trump, who's going to be on Logan Paul's podcast today, who started off his career as a big YouTuber, him and his brother Jake Paul, and then Jake became a boxer, and Logan became a WWE wrestler, and he also has a podcast. And here's a little promo that they put together for the interview, which is going down today. Well, I thankfully haven't wasted more than 15 seconds watching a Logan Paul or Jake Paul video. They are very popular amongst the millennials and the Zoomers. So this is a brilliant move by Donald Trump to reach those younger voters. And if you want to reach out to like-minded individuals and support my channel, order your An Appeal to Heaven shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. This is one of the few designs that isn't so incendiary and obvious where you stand, but those who are in the know will be able to recognize that you are a fellow patriot. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.